Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 deep dive on Jungle Shuffle, old school DNB feel, and that dark 90s inspired movement that makes a beat feel alive instead of locked to the grid. In this lesson, we're not just making swing, we're building that uneven, loping, slightly drunken breakbeat energy that gives Jungle its personality. The goal is to make the drums breathe, push, drag, and roll in a way that feels human, raw, and a little dangerous. We'll work in the composition area, and we'll focus on a few big ideas: create a shuffle without sounding quantized, layering breaks with programmed drums, using Ableton Live 12 tools for timing and groove, turning one drum loop into a full section, and keeping the whole thing dark, dusty, and powerful. If you already know your way around Ableton, perfect. We're going beyond the basics here. This is about microtiming, groove extraction, break layering, and arrangement choices that make people hear 1994 basement rave instead of clean modern loop. Let's start with tempo. For classic jungle and early DNB, a good range is around 160 to 172 BPM. A really nice sweet spot is 168 BPM, so let's use that. Create a new drum track, set the tempo, turn on the metronome, and loop 4 bars so you can hear how the groove behaves over time. That repetition is important, because shuffle only really reveals itself when the pattern comes back around. Now, before we program anything, get your mindset right. Don't think in straight 16th note grid terms. Think in terms of break energy, push and pull, ghost hits, and snare-led momentum. That's the vibe. Next, choose the right break material. This style loves classic breaks like Amen style, Think style, Hot Pants style, or any dusty 2-bar break with strong ghost notes and a good transient shape. In Ableton Live 12, you can import the break, then either work with it as audio or slice it to a MIDI track. If the break already has a strong feel, don't over-edit it. One of the biggest mistakes is sterilizing the groove. Jungle is supposed to feel a little unstable. A great workflow is to right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. You can slice by transients if you want detailed control. That gives you a lot of flexibility, but the key is still the same: preserve the human feel. Now build the core break layer. Keep the main break doing the groove work, and only the missing support where needed. Usually that means reinforcing the kick, supporting the snare, and maybe adding some ghost notes, hat chatter, or tiny ride fragments. The break should feel like the engine, not just a sample sitting on top of the beat. Here's the important part: the shuffle comes from timing, not just swing percentage. Ableton's groove system is powerful, but for jungle, you want to use it surgically. You can extract groove from the break and apply it to hats or supporting percussion, or you can manually shape the MIDI notes. Both methods work. The point is contrast. A very useful mental model here is to imagine three timing grids happening at once. First, the anchor grid, which holds the backbeat together. Second, the push grid, which handles anticipations and ghost hits. Third, the drag grid, which holds the late hats, tails, and atmospheric fragments. If everything leans the same way, the groove gets lopsided in a bad way. The trick is to let one layer sit almost rigid while another layer feels loose and human. For a practical feel, keep your main snares near the grid, especially on beats 2 and 4. Then move ghost notes slightly ahead or slightly behind, by just a few milliseconds. Do the same with hats, but in the opposite direction if needed. A few milliseconds late on hats can create that lazy, moody pocket. A ghost note slightly ahead of the beat can create forward motion. Those tiny differences are what make the loop feel like a drummer, not a machine. Use velocity like it matters, because it does. In jungle, velocity is not decoration. It's part of the groove. Main snares might sit around 110 to 127, ghost snares much lower, maybe 25 to 70, kicks around 90 to 120, and hats anywhere from 15 to 90 depending on the role. The important thing is contrast. Flat velocity kills the illusion of movement. If you want even more control, Ableton Live 12 gives you really nice note editing tools for nudging and shaping timing. Use them. Move some offbeat hats slightly late. Pull some ghost hits a touch early. Keep the primary snare steady. That balance is what makes the pocket feel real. Now let's layer the break with program drums. This is where the loop becomes track ready. The main break gives us character and swing. Under that, add a cleaner snare layer for impact, and maybe a clean kick layer if the break's low end is weak or buried. Keep those support layers subtle. The goal is not to replace the break. The goal is to make it hit harder while preserving the old school feel. Then add top percussion. This is huge in jungle. Hats, shakers, little percussion fragments, and even chopped noise textures often carry the lean of the groove more than the main break does. Try a closed hat pattern on eighth notes, then duplicate a second hat lane and offset it slightly late. Lower the velocity on repeated hits. Pan a few of them gently left and right. Suddenly the beat starts breathing. For extra grime, use tools like auto pan, echo, beat repeat, redux, or vinyl distortion. But be careful. You want dusty and tense, not shiny and overproduced. Jungle should feel like it came from a fogged up basement rig, not a polished pop session. Now, route everything to a drum bus. This is where you shape the overall character. A solid drum bus chain might start with EQ8 to clean up mud, especially in the low mids where the break and kick can fight around 180 to 400 Hz. Then use drum bus for a little drive and crunch. Add saturator with soft clipping for harmonic dirt. Use glue compressor gently, just enough to bind the elements together. And if needed, use utility to mono the low end and keep the width under control. The big idea here is that saturation should darken and thicken the drums, not just make them louder. A bit of harmonic roughness can make the whole pattern feel like tape or vinyl. That's part of the 90s charm. Now let's talk about bass. In jungle and old school D&B, bass is part of the rhythm. It doesn't just sit underneath the track. It interacts with the snare, leaves space for the kick, and helps the groove roll forward. A solid approach is to use a mono sub layer plus a mid bass layer with some character. Clean up the high end if needed, add a bit of saturation so it translates on smaller speakers, and use gentle sidechain compression only if the kick and bass are fighting. Most importantly, don't make the bass line too stiff. If every note lands directly on every kick, the groove can lose its swing. Leave tiny gaps. Let the bass answer the snare. Let it feel like part of the percussion section. Now that the loop works, turn it into an arrangement. A jungle loop alone is not enough. You want movement over time. A classic 16-bar shape might begin with a stripped intro groove and texture, then bring in the full break and bass, then add a variation with extra top motion or a small snare fill, and finally strip things back again or transition into a heavier drop extension. One of the smartest old-school tricks is subtraction. Pull the kick out for a bar. Remove the top loop for a beat. Let the bass disappear for two beats so the snare lands harder. Sometimes silence hits harder than any fill. That's especially true in jungle, where tension is a huge part of the energy. You can also use beat repeat very sparingly at the end of a phrase, or a short, reverse break, or filtered vocal stab, or a low-pass raga-style hit to give the track identity. Keep the transitions musical. Don't overdo the giant modern riser thing. Old-school jungle usually works better with tension built from rhythm, not cinematic effects. Now let's go a level deeper on shuffle. A really useful way to think about jungle groove in Ableton is this. Separate the groove layer from the impact layer. Let the break carry the human movement. Let your cleaner supporting snare and kick layers provide the weight. That gives you both feel and power. If you try to make one layer do everything, it often ends up sounding too polished or too weak. Another great coaching trick is to keep a muted reference break in the same drum group. That way, while you edit supporting layers, you always have a timing benchmark. It helps you avoid overpolishing everything around it. For variation, try phrase level displacement. Move one recurring percussion hit 1/16th earlier in one bar, then 1/16th later in a later bar, or only change the last repetition in a four-bar phrase. That tiny shift can make the whole section feel alive without turning into a big obvious fill. You can also shape velocity over time in arcs. For example, keep bars 1 and 2 slightly restrained, then open up the top hits in bars 3 and 4, then pull it back again. That creates movement across the phrase, which is really useful for longer jungle arrangements. Another classic technique is broken repetition. Repeat a one-bar groove 3 times, then change just one event on the fourth pass. Remove one kick, shorten one hat, replace a ghost note with silence. That little interruption in expectation often feels more powerful than a massive fill. And don't underestimate texture. A noisy layer, a bit of vinyl hiss, a chopped radio sample, a degraded percussion hit, a low-pass dub chord, a detuned stab, or a short concrete sounding room reverb can instantly make the beat feel darker and more authentic. Jungle is not just about minor notes. It's about space, age, and pressure. One more important thing. Don't overcrowd the low end. The kick, the bass, and the break's low frequencies can clash very easily. Keep the sub clean, mono where needed, and use EQ with intention. If your low mids get blocked up, the groove can feel heavy but not powerful, and don't make every element swing the same way. That's one of the quickest ways to flatten the feel. Hats can lean late, Ghost notes can lean early, the main snare can stay stable, and the bass can answer in a different pocket. That contrast is the whole game. So here's the practical exercise. Build a 2-bar jungle shuffle loop at 168 BPM. Import one classic break and slice it to MIDI. Program the main snare on 2 and 4. Add one ghost snare before beat 2. Add one kick variation in bar 2. Write some 16th hats with velocity variation. Apply groove to the hats only, then quietly add a separate kick and snare layer underneath. Route the drums to a bus, add EQ, drum bus, and a little saturator. Then write a simple 2-bar bass phrase that leaves room for the snare. Loop it and listen for swing, punch, groove continuity, and tension. If you want to push yourself, make 3 versions. One raw and loose, one tight and heavy, and one dark and minimal. Listen to how tiny timing and velocity decisions completely change the emotion of the beat.